Would a representative from the DMR to come up?
Thank you very much. Sorry about jumping the gun. Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and members of the committee. My name is Deirdre Gilbert. I'm the Director of State Marine Policy for DMR and testifying on behalf of the department in opposition to LD 711. As you've heard, LD 711 restricts oyster farmers who are operating under a lease or a license issued by DMR to growing oysters only from triploid oyster seed, defined in the statute as seed that yields sterile oysters that do not reproduce. Given that Maine oyster farmers currently use both diploid and triploid oyster seed, depending on their particular farm and growing practices, DMR anticipates that this bill will have a significant detrimental effect on both oyster growers and hatcheries. And those impacts are best explained by the businesses in those sectors. Our understanding of the genesis of this proposal is a concern that oysters that propagate off of the lease or license site could outcompete softshell clams or other shellfish resources. We are not aware of any evidence of this occurring, but we are aware that shellfish and oysters have coexisted for millions of years. There are some researchers from the UMaine Darling Marine Center who have been collecting some data from three sentinel sites over the last 2 years in the Upper Damariscotta River that show there is extremely limited overlap in the habitat distribution of softshell clams and oysters. And as you've heard, oysters are predominantly found in rocky habitats and softshell clams are predominantly found in the mudflats. Beyond the business and financial impacts of this proposal, prohibiting the use of diploid seed would also preclude Maine's involvement in the habitat restoration work that we've talked a little bit about this session, in which programs such as SOAR, which is supporting oyster aquaculture and restoration, buy oysters directly from growers and deploy them in oyster reef restoration projects across the U.S. And finally, because even triploid oysters are not 100% sterile, the proposed requirement to use only seed yielding oysters that do not reproduce could actually have the result of prohibiting all oyster aquaculture. I didn't mention this in our own testimony, but I have seen it pointed out in others, the challenge that would be presented in the department actually enforcing this prohibition. I hadn't really thought about that myself, but I do think that's a valid aspect of this. How would we be able to monitor the nature of that seed and ensure that they are in fact sterile? So thank you for your consideration, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Deirdre, for being here. I do understand that the population of softshell clams is, there's a lot of concern, and I think if I understand the intention of this bill, it is to try to address some of those concerns. My understanding from Cole Conwit was there is some review of research taking place, or I guess if you had information for the work session around softshell clam populations and other factors that folks are concerned about, for us to better understand how the committee could support maintaining the population. Clams.
Sure. Thank you, Representative Crafts. I do remember you raising that question and Cole responding that there was some work underway within her bureau to compile. I think a literature review is, I guess, what I'm thinking of. And I can certainly find out where that stands and bring anything that we have forward at the work session.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in this room who would like to testify in opposition?